Your attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. This is a broadcast. It's an independent venture broadcasting from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. This is trying to provide an alternative to social media to try to weave our fabric of our community together. And we broadcast live every weekday. There's no set time because I am a parent, and I'm sure you know how that is. Today was a good Home Depot day to finish outdoor decorating. I think today was the last day that we're going to have that was nice out to where you don't seriously injure yourself from being on your roof. But it was fun to go to the Home Depot with the family and to bring some stuff home and decorate. But what Voices Carry is that we broadcast live. We do it live without a net, meaning that there's no, there's really nothing in this prompter here. I have this prompter. I can show you right now. I got it when I was first starting because I was quite nervous about doing this on camera. There's nothing in it. It's not even plugged in. We can get rid of that. Do it live without a net, meaning this show is not sanctioned by a municipality, so we can say or do anything we want here, but with some guardrails of keeping it respectful, nice, elevating. That doesn't mean not getting into the weeds of stuff, though. But moving the needle in the best way possible. So welcome. And if you joined us before the weekend on Friday, we had an idea to bring local stores and their stuff. I like to support local whenever I can. I mean, there's some stuff to get. Like I said, Home Depot today. It was a Home Depot run because there's some stuff that Ace doesn't have, but whenever Ace is the place, if they have it, usually there to go get it. There's something about the smell of Ace that when you walk in, it just brings you back to America, to where you can just buy stuff that for projects that you probably won't get to for another year, and then find other stuff you don't necessarily need right now, and then spend way too long on the screw nut and bolt aisle, and make everybody upset. But it's support Ace, and supporting local is just what we like to do here. And on Friday we had, and I had an idea for a Christmas aisle special, and the Christmas aisle special was to take. I went to Jules. I went to Aldi's. I went to Ace. You can't really do the S at the end of Ace's. And I went to Cary Apothecaries in Cary. And I found that you can only bring in so many pictures on the platform that I have. So the beginning of this podcast will be me describing some photos. And I found a way to bring it in. So we'll do Voices Carry Christmas aisle. Spared no expense on the graphic there, but we'll be doing that, and we'll go through. I have the toner for the printer, but I didn't bring it with me today, and I was faced with, do I go and go get the toner and then come back, or do I just do it live and just, you know, I might have to sit up here and get cozy with all of you again. But I don't mind doing that. We'll do it live. I don't need papers. It makes me look more official, I guess, but we'll do it live. And we'll go through, and there's some spicy meatballs at the end of the, after all the, Christmas aisle stuff, there's, some stuff that, for the local events and stuff that they touched on that we'll be getting into. So, if you can make it through the local, Christmas aisle event, and then, stay tuned for the spiciness at the end, for, local, there's some local sports and stuff, but there was some stuff that was reported on that I have a few wanted to comment on and get your feedback on. So let's get into the Christmas Isle special. I'm going to go up here. That was the first time I had sat on this desk. And live when the other one, I was like waiting for it to break. But keep in mind, this was Friday for Christmas Isle. Let's take a look. We'll turn and burn through these. First, I went to the Jewels. They had some live Christmas wreaths there, $24.99. Some potpourri. Some Christmas tags. Some ribbons. And you can see everything's going deep discount right now. Even before, you wouldn't, usually it was after Christmas, but even you saw that with the Halloween stuff that they started discounting this, even before the holiday. Moving product. You got wrapping paper. This is at the Jewels in Crystal in Cary. And the wrapping paper, one thing I always look at for wrapping paper is where is it made? And Better Living Brands is obtaining their wrapping paper from the US of A. Christmas bags that you can reuse for 30, 40 years. Look at that. $2 gets you 40 years of a Christmas bag. Some Christmas lights. This was slim pickings on Friday, so it might, with the weather, when we went to Home Depot, it was like a ghost town in the Christmas section. So it seems like that supply chains are not sending more than they need to their stores, so they're looking to get it out. These are bobbleheads. They're solar powered and they bobble. Some nice ornaments. Some stockings. Look at that. Santa's little helper. What else we got? Top shelf. See, we're already past where we got to last time. You got some inflatable stuff. I remember when these first came on the scene, these were hot when they first came. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Okay. Stocking hangers. Look pretty sturdy. Snowflake. Christmas tree and some deer. You got some nice tinsel top shelf Christmas trees there. What else? You have some, it looks like takeout, Chinese takeout containers for Christmas. That's fun for like wrapping gifts or eating Chinese food out of. You can go to Panda Express, dump it in this, and just, or not Panda Express, go to the Chinese food restaurant in here in town. Dump it in there, and then you're Christmas time. You got Hot Wheels down there. That's one thing I'm going to be doing for the kids is Hot Wheels. I already primed them with Hot Wheels. Every time we go to Jewel, we get one Hot Wheel. And then, but we haven't gotten the track. The track is the one thing I'm holding out on to. To surprise them, because that's I like doable things on Christmas, stuff that you need to get your paws on and start you know, get in there and hours of fun on Christmas. Some bins, some containers. 3 for $5. These containers here are 3 for $5. That's a deal. Some decorating gel for frosting for the for cakes or cupcakes. Some mugs. Christmas mug down here for Santa Claus. Leave the milk out for Santa. Let's see what else. Some candles. Plenty of candles. One for every room of the house. Plates. Got your pinwheel lifesaver plate here. Napkins. And then I went to the Ace is the place. And we got, I don't know if these are salt shakers. I think they're just figurines. And then this thing on the left here is a pretty cool bird feeder thing. I think I get a picture of it at the end before I left. Some gingerbread house looking things. Some Santa Claus riding a cow. That's majestic. What else? Some more lights. You got this RV, Christmas RV. We got some Santa Claus lights. You got some indoor-outdoor LED Santa silhouette. I like the small inflatable snowman because it seems like you could put it in your house. I guess if you have cats or a dog, that could be problematic, or if you don't like a fan constantly running in your living room. But you have this psychedelic truck here. It's like got that mirror effect look. And this large snowman available at the Ace and Carry. You got some, they had some assortment of Christmas trees from small to big. Some more inflatables. And you have some, some more small inflatables. I think, yeah, there's our snowman inflatable. And it looks like they might have some, either those are ornaments. Yeah, they look like ornaments. Or they could be even smaller inflatables. You got some snow, some spray snow, tree preserve, this is like an additive you can put in for live trees to make them last longer. There's a Mythbusters that you can look up, that Mythbusters try to, like, maybe 20 different things, like adding it to the water of a Christmas tree. And I think they tried Sprite, they tried everything. So look that up and see. Or you can just buy this product and not have to worry about that. Ooh, ice crystals instead of snow. Snow markers. I think this, I picked one of these up. It has like a packet of powder. And then I think you add water. But I think you might be able to add food coloring with water and keep the dispenser here for seasonal fun. Or just bring the dog out. They don't have yellow. Bring the dog out. Christmas, look at this tinsel Christmas tree down here. This is nice. It's like we're shopping together. We got Christmas lights up here. Some more LED Christmas lights with a display of how they illuminate. Oh, some Christmas tree toppers. Got an angel here. That's a nice looking angel with, you know, some other stars. Ooh, bubble lights. That's the one thing I was like upset about that we didn't get to all the pictures was because I saw bubble lights here. I love bubble lights. My parents had them when I was growing up, and there's a water solution in here. And then there's a little bit of hardened stuff at the bottom of the sealed glass tube. And when it gets hot, it produces bubbles. And it's very, very Christmassy. You can see, I got a close-up picture. Yeah, these are nice. These are not leave on all night sort of things, especially with live Christmas trees. So make sure you turn those puppies off. Some replacement bulbs. These gun things down here for replacing and finding bad bulbs. When they first came out, I bought one, and it didn't work at all. But I'm assuming that they made improvements, and it probably would have helped to read the instructions first. But I think I might, instead of recycling my old Christmas lights, I might try to dig into them. Some extension cords, timers, if you're going out of town, just remember all your children. Like the McAllisters. Ace Santa Claus hat. Picked one of those up. Some throws. You have some wreaths. And if you're audio only right now, I apologize, but go to our feed on Rumble X and YouTube and Facebook we upload to, and take a look at what you're missing. You have pre-lit wreaths, some tinsel. This tinsel, I picked it up. It's made in the U.S. Nice stuff, too. I gave it a nice little generous shake. Nothing came off. They had that when I worked at Walmart many moons ago. And it's called the bump test, when you would make a pallet. And before you... you could put forks on it and move it throughout the store. You had to bump it with your side to make sure it's sturdy, because they don't want stuff falling off on people in the store. The bump test. This is the bird feeder I mentioned, and a portion of the proceeds go to a children's hospital. So that was nice. I got a nice sunset of the Kerry Water Tower. And the future Kerry bus lot they want to put right here is where that's going to go. So there's the Aldi's as we make our way in here. And this is the grab bag aisle. Like, you never know what you're going to find. You got a heating blanket. Got some Hello Kitty stuff. Dartboard. I'm assuming they're not real darts. I think it might be magnetic or the cool old plastic ones with the little dots on the board. Some other toys. Some throws. Oh, you got some Bluey characters here. They had Bluey wrapping paper, and that was picked through. There was none left. We did find some at, where were we? I think we were at the Walmart. Yeah, we were at the Walmarts. Found some bluey wrapping paper. Got some puzzles. Some inflatables. Oh, and big Lego set. I like this this big Lego set here is bigger pieces to where infants can't eat them. That's one of the first ones I got because I was trying to get them into Legos and, you know, start that critical thinking building going on. And all I could find was the small ones, and I finally found the big pieces. Some tumblers. That's a rogue product right there. I don't know. Is that supposed to be there? He's gone rogue. Some plates. What else we got down here? Oh, that's a rice cooker down there. I think I get a picture of it. Yeah, you got... Oh, a s'mores maker. And you got a rice cooker there. Make rice perfect every time. Electric coffee grinder. One for every room of the house. Some ornaments. They're branded Crofton. I wonder if they're non-stick. Some more ornaments. Oh, you got an Aldi ornament in there. These are, I originally thought these were for small dogs, but this is for your wine bottle. So if you drink wine, you can get a nice little ugly sweater. You got these inflatables here. More inflatables. You got a Christmas tree, Santa, and snowman, gingerbread man. Wrapping paper, so you can see the bluey wrapping paper. You got peanuts, elf, Grinch. $0.99 Christmas cards. This was interesting. I saw this, and it looked like it was a popular product. This is called the Elf, the Little Elf gift wrap cutter. It hugs the entire wrapping paper, and you slide it down. It acts like a letter opener. So if you want to get the kids involved with wrapping, I mean, that's a little safer than having your kids take a pair of shears and run it down like fabric at the Walmarts. Got some Matchbox cars. Some boxes. A bag set. $10 bag set. There's a little karate trainer. Some miniature sporting stuff. Basketball hoop. You got a deer. These are tea light holders. The firefighter in me is like, that's kind of high up for a tea light that's not secured. So, don't leave those unattended. Usually you see like them in like a glass thing. What else? Hold on, did I skip? You got some Play-Doh. This Play-Doh comes in a Christmas tree, and there's cutters on the side of the actual Play-Doh container. Some stockings. I think this was a pet stocking. Christmas tree. Candles. We made it to the candles. Some socks. They had bluey socks left, but we have plenty, so I did not pick any up. But there's plenty of socks. And then I headed over to the Cary Apothecary. Right there on Cary Algonquin, across from the fire department. They have some custom-made wood figurines here for like my first Christmas 2024. You can pick these up in store and then do this at home, the footprint at home, or you can have them custom make it. There might be some still, there probably is some time to get a custom order in. I would act fast. Some gift tags, some bells, just like the Polar Express. Ooh, a throw. This was wishing you a warm and cozy Christmas. And that looks like a comfy throw. That looks comfier than the other ones that we saw. Some more personalized stuff you can get here is some ornaments. A pizza server. I want to call this a pizza stone all the time. Oh, you can get a personalized pizza cutter too. That's one of the things that I like doing traditions, because there will be a time when your kids don't want to have pizza with you, or won't be able to every night, every you know, Friday or on a regular basis. So get something personalized that you can pass down with them and give to your family, their family. And that, you know, the memories are dished up right there. A message from your elf. I've missed you. A little dry erase board. Family pizza night. That's customizable as well, but you can just pick one of these up in store. Some personalized magnets and ornaments. Those are cool. Oh, look at this. Christmas cards of the cards of Christmas past. Little binded idea with a customized wood topper. That's awesome. Some customized, like if you have a high schooler that is into sports or any sort of club, or even if they're not, you can get a custom ornament for them here. Custom stockings. These are nice stockings. They look like you can actually throw them on. They might be comfortable. Dear Santa, this year is, and then you put the year, I am, I've been, all I want for Christmas is, this is cute. Got a Christmas tree, ornaments, which is nice right when they first walked into the store. You got some spirit wear there. I haven't seen pink on spirit wear, or the camo there, so I've never seen that before, so that's cool. And some nice hats. And then these candles here, in closing, nice Christmas tree of candles here, and they're all poured in Crystal Lake. So if you're looking for a nice gift, or for yourself, that is keeping the money in house and supporting local, this peppermint and hot chocolate. Don't eat it before you light it. I gave this one a sniff. It smells really good. So yeah, you can see right there at the bottom, poured in Crystal Lake. Candle cubby. I love that stuff. That was fun. Thanks for shopping with me. Let's bring it back home, and then we'll go through some of the local stuff. Oh, I almost knocked some stuff over. All right, I'll set my Blueys back up here. I like to put the kids in front. All right. Well, that was fun. And we'll do that more as the holidays get closer. The inventory might change, so we'll take a look. And we'll go shopping again. If you'd like your business featured on this program, email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me, and we will feature your local business. And you know, it's Voices Carry, but we like to send love to Crystal Lake, Fox River Grove, and surrounding towns. So if you see what we're doing here and you like it and you want to be a part of it, email us voicescarry@proton.me. And now that we went shopping together, we'll get into some local events here. McHenry County government actually is looking for people to fill positions. That's what we need more of, is family. We need people that are not career politicians in these positions. And it says, would you like to serve on one of our appointed boards and commissions? Apply today by using that link. If there's a green view button next to the commission, there's an opening, and it could be you. So if you're, I moved, but we got to get, there goes the Blueys. I have to get cozy again because, I don't have my printouts, so, hi. Hello again. That could be you. So if you want to make an impact, or if you have some ideas, bring them to the table, throw your hat in the ring. Developers, this is not Carrie, but it's Stone's Throw. Developers are looking to expand the age restricted Oakbrook Estates community by adding 67 more units by Three Oaks and Sands Road in Crystal Lake. They've been doing infrastructure for this for quite a while, and the Northwest Herald is reporting on this. Nice community. They've put a lot of effort into the branding and the overall feel of it, and it's a nice nice place. So congratulations to them and to whoever moves in. The Carry Dairy is saying that there's new peppermint soft serve available. I've had that, and I can vouch that it's good. The Northwest Herald, I was happy to see the Peaceful Project that we've talked about many times got some notoriety here. And the Peaceful Project sells Legos, games, and puzzles in McHenry and Cary. The stores are certified as sensory inclusive, according to a Chicago-based nonprofit, Culture City. This is good. They do rentals. They do parties. And they have, I think they have a giveaway going on right now for a $50 gift card through the Illinois Parents. I'm thinking I'm getting that wrong, but it's a parents organization that they're teaming up with. So thank you to both of them, and congratulations to them for getting that. Cary Grove Trojan Tennis, spread the word. CG Tennis Program will be kicking off its second annual CG Kids Clinic on Sunday, January 19th, to be held indoors in the CG lower gym. It's geared more to the beginner and intermediate player. Grades K through 2, 3 through 5, 6 through 8. It's a nice idea. So get your kids in the tennis there. Cary Grove Athletics posted on their X feed. Dancing. They were out there, and congratulations to them for it. Sounded like they had a successful event out there. And then Cary Grove High School boys soccer open gym schedule. Next season begins Thursday, 8 p.m. in the upper gym. Bring flat bottom shoes, water, and be ready to play. Any student who is interested in playing soccer next fall should join the Cary Grove boys soccer off season. And there's their open field gym schedule. 24-25 upper gym. So get it penciled in. Cary Grove basketball. Trojans win a tough fought game at the Fritz versus DC 50-43. Thanks to the Cary Grove Superfans for the great support. Trojans were led by Adam Bauer with 13, Landon with 12, and then congrats to our JV and freshman teams on wins as well. Congratulations to them. And then Cary Grove basketball also is saying that thank you, Cary Grove High School teachers, for their Teacher Appreciation Day. Yes, thank you. Tonight, the Trojans travel to Hampshire, to take on Lady Whips B-ball. See you there. And Briargate, third grade music concert. The students did a great job. That looks like fun. What would they do here? They did Flakes, a blizzard of fun. That's always a fun time. Congratulations to them. Northwest Herald is reporting about 250 McHenry County children got the chance to shop with a cop Sunday. This is, I've always seen pictures from this. This is a fun event to kind of break down that barrier between not just children, but parents as well, between law enforcement and like public officials. So this is a great event to kind of humanize the badge and you know, get the kids shopping with a cop. This was always a great event for the kids. So thank you for doing that. And then Cary, North Carolina. I follow Cary, North Carolina on X because they're fun. I love their messaging. Their brand is, their slogan's Live Inspired. And I like that. And then they also do, like, around Halloween. What first got me interested in with them is I was doing research for the show, and I came across Cary, North Carolina. I have a history with Cary, North Carolina, actually, because when I was firefighting, when I first got on, they didn't have, they did have the phone call transferring, but you could still call the firehouse directly. And we would get phone calls from Cary, North Carolina saying, like, hey, can you just, like, non-emergency calls. They'd call us and be like, hey, can you check my smoke detector? It's going off. And I took a phone call once when I first got on, all nervous and stuff. And they're like, yeah, I live here off of so-and-so street. And then I asked one of the guys that have been on for a while, and he's like, where the hell is that? And it's like, and then, like, for like the next 3 years, I was like, hey, you know, known as like doing that. So which was fun. But yeah, I know the I've called the dispatch of Cary, North Carolina a few times to like let them know that these people would be calling. And that's my history with them. That's how I first found out about Cary, North Carolina, was that phone call. And I do like their messaging, though, because I started following them at Halloween because they changed the name of their town to Scary, North Carolina. And they actually changed the name on Twitter to say Scary. They had an S, and then they put a Halloween emoji. And then Christmas, the mayor declared the first day of December, I think it was, or the day after Thanksgiving, was Carrie. It was like Carrie Underwood, for the singer that sings like the most popular Christmas song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." Carrie was spelled with an E. Like officially, it's like on the books, and they actually changed some wording in the streets and stuff. It was cool. It's that type of stuff I like. It gets the people involved. Gets the people going. Gets the juices flowing. Gets people creative. Gets people involved. And so yeah, that's why I follow them, and I wanted to give them a shout out. They had a news release saying Carrie was chosen as a long-term host for NCAA National Championships through 2028. So that's, I guess that's what happens when you live inspired. Kindness attracts kindness, and it pays dividends. So congratulations to them. State anti-book ban law leads some school districts to forsake grants to maintain local control. So how I interpreted this, kind of a hot button topic, but how I interpreted this was, so state funding, like when they wanted to, let's go to driving ages and driver's license. Let's not talk about book bans to kind of understand this funding thing. So you know how like Wisconsin had a drinking age of was 18. You could go out drinking with your parents or something. And then they started seeing like traffic accident data and stuff like that. So the federal government pushed. They said if you don't change your drinking age to 21, you're not getting money from the federal government. So everybody went to 21. So now, if you take that sort of model and apply it to this state anti-book ban law, this book ban is making it to where some school districts aren't able to receive funding through grants. So this is the sort of stuff that I kind of look at, and I just said, I just wish there was adults in the room during these moments, because this sort of red tape, I always immediately think about the kid sitting in, even myself, not that it's like a selfish thing, like I think of myself when I'm walking through Three Oaks School doors for the first time, and I have no idea about any of this stuff, political stuff, funding, money. These leaders should be leaders. They should be adults and figure this out, because like this is setting the glass ceiling of how these things are talked about, rectified, like if it's done in a toxic way. These are the future generation of politicians is going to see this and then get right in the mud with how these are being handled. So like when I was in school, sitting at my desk for the first day of kindergarten or first grade, I would like to think that somebody's at the wheel that's competent, does the right thing when nobody's looking, and doesn't play games. Like, some, like, you might be doing political moves to save your politics, and those, you might have this all game planned out. You might have moved the chess pieces and seen where this is going to go. But then when you have, and you're, when you're playing your, when you're game planning this and you're taking away this to add this or take doing this to add that, you have a whole generation of kids that have suffered because of your game playing. You need to get in the room, sit down, figure it out. I'm off. Well, I'm not necessarily off my soapbox yet. But, and then the Daily Herald here, in closing, gamblers in Illinois added more than $2 billion in tax revenue to the state's coffers during the last fiscal year. And every time I bring this up, people are like, Randy, don't talk about it. There's a lot of money in it. Randy, don't talk about it. There's a lot of money in it. Well, I'm going to talk about it, because if people don't talk about it, there's going to be people that fill that void with what they want to do, and we've already seen that. But I believe there's a solution. But if you look at this article, there's over, I did some research, and there's over 7,000 gaming establishments in Illinois. And with gambling, like when you first, not too long ago, well, let's back up. I'm gonna bring it to a Randyism here, but when I was into theme parks, I was like, how do you open your own theme park? I was like, I can do this. I want to learn how to do this. And then I learned a term, and it was called barrier to entry. The CEO of Six Flags said it on Mad Money. And he's like, it's got a high barrier to entry. We know our revenue, we know our costs. Nobody's going to open across the street with a theme park. And when I see this, video gaming story, I think of barrier to entry, because we used to have to go to Vegas. We had to get on a plane, fly our happy self to Vegas, do some gambling, come back home. And I consider that a barrier to entry. Like, you're going there. One, you could afford to get there. So that's a barrier to entry. And then you can play video game, you can play gambling and whatnot. Now, or even with Elgin, like the boat, you had to actively decide, I'm driving to Elgin to go play video games. That's a barrier to entry. You own a car. You have the mindset of, and you have time to think about it. And now the barrier to entry is walking less than a half mile, pretty much anywhere you live, to go find a video game that could take a lot of your money. And this is, you know, every time I bring it up, like in private, people say, well, it's entertainment, Randy. Randy, it's entertainment. There's millions, if not billions, and many years of research on how to not only attract people with lighting, and that's why some municipalities have it to where, you know, it's hidden. You have to actively go barrier to entry through that door to go gamble. It's not right behind you when your kid's staring at it because you're eating dinner at a place and you see people hitting the thing. Now, the millions, if not billions of dollars in research on how to manipulate humans into giving that machine money. And that's in our backyard now. And there's studies on it with, you know, the gambling problem rate going up. And the problem is that it's not just that high roller or that hot shot that wanted to go blow a grand in Vegas and then come back home and they got their fix. These are people that are trying to win to pay rent. Some of them are using it for entertainment. But these machines have the ability to, like, how often they pay out, and it's all science, and it's in our backyard. And I'm not, you know, there's a lot of money in it, and somebody needs to talk about it. Now, the problem that we have is, now you don't need somebody just to come in and be like, it's gone. You can't do it. Well, you can, but you have business owners that are receiving income from these and might be relying on the income from these. So now we've opened that Pandora's box to where it's on a thermal runaway of just it's hard to put that genie back in the bottle. So I think there's solutions there. I think we need to talk about it. Maybe not be as loose with giving out these licenses just to stop the bleeding. That's what they taught you in firefighting, was, you know, stop the bleeding. Because I call it low-hanging fruit. It's a very uncreative way of funding your state or municipality with people's hard-earned money. There's other more creative ways to fill the coffers. Okay, I am done with my soapbox. I think somebody just needed to talk about it. I'm not saying come in and just clean house. I'm just saying we just need to be a little bit more careful do you want to, like, it's literally on the backs of people losing money. That's what it is. I'm not saying don't have entertainment, but just, you know, be a little bit more graceful in how you do it. Not as the gambler, but as the leaders. But let me go back to my seat. Actually, well, I don't have the, let me see if I, did I pull it in? I had some emails here. No, but we can check in on Bigfoot. It's a live look at Bigfoot. I found that first when I looked at, I was doing research for the first Voices Carry, and I came across a YouTube video saying Bigfoot in Carry, Illinois. I still want to find out where this is and kind of do some research on it, make sure it's not real. But we like it's not all serious all the time. We like to have fun here. Oh, I brought my calculator out. Because I did take a few numbers down. Okay, so they said two billion, right? It's a lot of zeros. So 2 billion. 1, 2, 3. So 2. And then zeros. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 zeros. So you have 2 billion in the calculator. And then I found out there's 12,549,689 people as of the last census in Illinois. So I took 2 billion and divided it by how many people there are. Oh no, hold on. So I took 12,549,689 and I divided it. I wanted to find out how much money was coming from how many people to make that 2 billion in the state of Illinois. Not assuming that there might be some tourism and some people traveling over borders and stuff. So I took the population of Illinois and I took it. It was 12,549,000 and some change. And I divided it by two. 6,274,844. So 6 million. Then I divided that by two again. And you could probably go a few more times. You could probably go a few more times to get how many people put in money into video gaming. It was 3 million. When I divided it by two again, it was 3,137,422. So then I took my 2 billion and I divided that by 3,137,422. The population of Illinois divided by 2 three times. And that was $638. And that's, you can even divide it more. So, I just wanted to talk about it. Somebody needs to talk about it. And I just did. I think being part of being a leader is taking care of the people, not taking care of the people, even the ones that aren't involved in politics, even like the people who have they like myself, like I didn't want to get in politics, but you need to take care of the people, even when they have no involvement. And just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. So that's been Randy's soapbox. I'm off of it. And I enjoyed shopping with you guys today. That was a fun shopping trip. We got to see a few stores. And if you're brave enough to be part of this program and don't mind being up next to some of that stuff to talk about, and that's what this is here. It's just talking. It's just somebody needs to talk about it. So email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And we'll send us your photos, send us everything, and we'll be out live on Christmas Eve. Tracking Santa Claus live in studio and live remotely to make sure Santa Claus has a safe adventure and is able to find each and every single one of your houses. Him and his reindeer will be welcomed into the country with the help of the U.S. Air Force, and we'll be able to help Santa's reindeer find Carrie. Not that he needs help finding it, but we can sure as heck welcome him. So we'll do that. And then if you'd like to be featured on that live remote, email us as well at voicescarry@proton.me. If there's anything that I mentioned tonight that you wanted to comment on the comments below, and we'll get the conversation started. Thank you for joining me today for Voices Carry Live, broadcasting live every weekday on RumbleX and YouTube. And it's a pleasure putting this show together for you. Even when some spicy stuff comes through that's reported, you know, I do like keeping this show very positive, and we'll always keep it positive, but that doesn't mean not talking about the issues in the most respectful way possible to make sure the needle moves the you know, without slinging mud. So thank you again for joining me, and we will see you tomorrow, Tuesday, on Voices Carry Live. Have a wonderful night.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.